Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for March 14th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today we've got a headless browser written in Zig that's turning heads, a serious wake-up call for anyone running RAG in production, and an AI facial recognition case that should be required reading for every builder.
Yeah, Pack Day. And honestly, the theme running through all of it is really clear. The AI toolchain is finally growing up and getting its own purpose-built infrastructure. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story, LightPanda. It just crossed 5,800 stars on GitHub, and this is not your typical headless Chromium fork with the UI ripped out. This is a headless browser written from scratch in Zig, purpose-built for AI agents and web automation.
Okay, that's a big deal, because anyone who's tried to run, say, 100 concurrent headless Chrome instances for an agent pipeline knows the pain. You're burning memory, you're dealing with slow boot times. It's not built for that workload.
Exactly. And the clever part is it speaks the Chrome DevTools protocol, so your existing Playwright and Puppeteer scripts just work. You drop it in, and suddenly you're running 10x more browser instances per server. Boots in milliseconds, fraction of the memory.
So migration is basically low friction, but the density gains are enormous. If you're building a research agent or a coding assistant that touches live web pages, this is genuinely worth benchmarking today against whatever you're currently duct taping together.
And what's interesting is what this signals more broadly. We've been forcing general purpose tools into agent workloads. LightPanda is part of this emerging class of purpose-built primitives for AI native workflows. I'd expect similar rethinks for file systems, databases, networking stacks, all optimized for agent access patterns.
Right. And funny enough, also in the news today, Google is shipping official Chrome builds for ARM64 Linux. So if you're on Graviton or Ampere instances, you now have a first-party headless Chrome option too. But LightPanda is clearly playing a different game entirely.
All right, shifting to AI and models. There's a fascinating paper from Percepta AI showing that transformers can actually simulate program execution internally. Not just predict the next token, but actually compute. Exponentially faster inference for certain tasks.
That's wild, because it opens the door to hybrid architectures where the model is the runtime, not just the code generator. If you're building systems that need deterministic logic from LLMs, math, formal reasoning, code execution, this is the research thread to follow.
Now here's the one I really want people to pay attention to. There's a practical walkthrough out today on document poisoning in RAG systems, how attackers inject malicious content into your retrieval pipeline so poisoned docs get retrieved and trusted by your LLM.
Yeah, this is your threat model if you're running RAG in production. And honestly, most teams I talk to haven't modeled this at all. The attack surface is your document ingestion pipeline. You need provenance tracking, anomaly detection. Add it now, not after something goes wrong.
Also worth a quick mention, SpineSwarm, a YCS23 company, launched on Hacker News. They're building multi-agent collaboration on a visual canvas. So instead of pure text chains, agents get a shared spatial workspace. Really interesting design choice for the multi-agent orchestration UX problem.
Oh, that's smart, because one of the hardest problems in multi-agent systems is just showing users what the agents are actually doing. A visual canvas is a much more intuitive metaphor than scrolling through logs.
On the DevTools front, Vite 8.0 is out. If you're on Vite 7, check the migration guide. Expect ecosystem plugins to need a few weeks to catch up, so don't rush it in production.
Noted. And there's one I thought was cool, 2E Studio, which is basically a visual editor for building terminal user interfaces. Think Figma, but for TUIs. With so many AI dev tools going terminal first, this actually has a real use case now.
And Keploy is getting attention. It's an open source AI testing agent that watches your API traffic and auto-generates integration tests, mocks, and stubs. If your test coverage is lagging behind your shipping speed, this is a practical way to close that gap.
That ties right back to the theme, right? Purpose-built AI tooling for a specific developer pain point. Not a general framework. Just watch my traffic, write my tests. Love that.
Okay, security section. And this one's heavy. A North Dakota grandmother was jailed for months because an AI facial recognition system misidentified her. Months in jail, Sam.
And the failure here wasn't the model itself, it was the system around it. There was no meaningful human verification loop. The system treated model output as ground truth. If you're building anything with biometric identification, this is your liability case study. Full stop.
Also in security, bucket squatting is apparently finally dead. Cloud providers have closed the S3 and GCS bucket namespace squatting vulnerability, and Meta is dropping end-to-end encryption from Instagram DMs starting May 8th.
The Instagram one is a good reminder. Don't build on platform security guarantees you don't control. If your app integrates with Instagram messaging, update your threat models.
Quick hits. There's a viral gist with over 1,100 Hacker News points titled, "Shall I implement it?" No. It's about knowing when not to build, and clearly it struck a nerve.
Ha! Required reading for every engineer who's ever over-engineered a feature. Also in quick hits, someone's generating real-world locations in Minecraft from map data. 1,500 stars on that one. And there's a thought-provoking essay on grief and the cultural divide AI is creating.
And an interesting historical data point. ATMs didn't kill bank teller jobs, but the iPhone did. Worth thinking about as we all try to predict where AI displacement actually lands. So here's the takeaway for today. The theme is purpose-built AI infrastructure replacing general-purpose hacks. LightPanda for browsing, Keploy for testing, SpineSwarm for multi-agent orchestration. The AI toolchain is graduating from make existing tools sort of work with agents to build new tools designed for agents from the ground up.
If you're building AI-powered products, audit your stack today for places where you're forcing a general tool into an AI-specific workload. The dedicated solutions are arriving fast, and the performance and cost differences are real. And if you're running RAG in production, model document poisoning as a threat.
That's the briefing for March 14th. Links to everything we talked about are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.
See you tomorrow, folks.